Good evening. Welcome to yet another episode of Bleeding Steel, and I'm your host, Hope Ezra Mkwina, and I hope you're well. I hope you're doing good, and I hope this podcast finds you doing great. I'm just excited on your behalf that you made it this far. You made it out of the weekend, you made it through the week, the last week, and you are here today. I'm so excited for you, and you're doing well. You are doing your best, and you got this thing. You're gonna get through this. And so tonight we are gonna talk about one of my favorite topics, that is healing. So tonight we are going to talk about the specs of healing, the tiny bitsy building blocks or states that make up healing that would help you to get to a state of holistic healing. So before we go any further, just allow me to define what healing is. Now, I was going through a couple of definitions on healing, and there's just one definition that caught my attention. It might sound really trivial, and maybe it would sound so cliche, or it would sound so shallow, but it kind of caught my attention, and I'll explain why it caught my attention as we go on. So I got this definition from the Webster Dictionary. Wait, is it dictionary or dictionary? Okay, whatever. It depends on how many rivers you cross when you're going to primary school. So I got this definition from the Webster Dictionary, and it says, healing is the process of becoming well again, especially after a cut or other injury. So this definition, from my understanding, it implies that healing as a process can only begin when there has been an injury or an insult or a cut to the holistic state of somebody. So we are talking of a person who was in a holistic state. They were well, they were whole, they were holistic, and then something happens. Maybe a traumatic incident cuts them emotionally or injures them mentally. So then there is an insult to this person's state. So now they require healing. So healing now is the process of becoming well again, especially after a cut or other injury. I hope that really helps us. It sounds so cliche, but it really just caught my attention. And so tonight we're talking about specs of healing, the tiny bitsy building blocks of healing. So I'm not gonna talk about them in chronological order. They might be mumbo jumbled, but regardless, they make up the specs of healing. And I'm gonna firstly talk about acknowledgement. So here's a person who's hurting, here's a person who's struggling with depression, a person who's struggling with all sorts of mental health issues. The first thing that they need for them to attend that holistic state is to acknowledge the fact that they've got a problem. They have to acknowledge the fact that they've got a problem that they are dealing with that needs to be dealt with. Yes. So they have this problem that they need help with or help from. So the first step is acknowledgement. One ought to acknowledge that they've got a problem, and that problem needs help for them to solve that problem. The second one is intentionality. Somebody has to be intentional about their healing. You know, healing is personal. Healing is subjective. Healing is an intensely personal and subjective experience. Nobody can experience it on your behalf. Nobody can attain it on your behalf. So you have to be intentional about the healing. You have to be intentional about pursuing that process, because we've been told that healing is a process. So you have to be intentional. You have to be fully participating in your own healing. in as much as there are people around you helping you out to get to that holistic state, you have to be intentional about it. Do the necessary things that are needed for you to be healed. So there's a couple of repeatable actions that you need to be actively involved in for you to get whole. If you think like, if you feel like maybe doing a certain hobby helps you to attain a certain holistic state, you do that repeatedly and you do it with so much intentionality. So repeatable actions that promote holistic healing need to be identified, and then you begin to actively implement them. So the third one, after you acknowledge your problem, you put in your all by being intentional about your healing, you've got to be willing to participate in your own healing. This might sound similar with the intentionality part. Yeah, that sounds familiar. I mean, it sounds similar, but willingness is very important. You have to be willing to participate in your own healing. You can never be saved if you're not willing to participate in your own saving. You have to be the one in the forefront. You have to frontline your own healing. And then the other spec is forgiveness. One of the hardest things to do. Okay, at least for me, but I know somebody out there, I know you just said, So, forgiveness is a very important spec of healing. Because honestly, I just feel like forgiveness is for you. It's not for the other person. I read a quote that said, I can't remember the person who said it, but I read something that said, harboring unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting another person to die. That was really deep. That was some heavy stuff. So, forgiveness is for you. The offended, forgiveness is for you. So if you want to heal, you need to forgive whatever hurt you. If it's a person that hurt you, you need to forgive that person. If it is yourself that you feel like maybe you are blaming yourself for something that happened to you, you need to forgive yourself. You need to let go. Some time back, I read an article by Dr. Karen Schwartz. She's director of the Mood Disorders Adult Consultations at John Hopkins Hospital. So I read a certain article that she wrote, and then she said there is an anonymous physical burden to being hurt and disappointed. And this just struck me. I'm like, the which is very true. Sometimes you feel like you are being so resentful towards somebody who did something wrong to you, but in the actual sense, even it's not only affecting you emotionally or spiritually, but it is also affecting you physically. There's just that physical burden, guys. And then she also said chronic anger puts you into a flight and flight mode, which results in numerous changes in the heart rate. You know how there is these physical reactions of the body, like blood pressure and immune responses all get involved in your anger. Imagine you're just harboring this unforgiveness and you're so angry. You're so angry at somebody. And during that process, your blood pressure just shoots up. And then those changes then just begin to increase the risk of depression. They begin to increase the risk of heart diseases and diabetes. Imagine just getting sick over somebody who doesn't even care, or they don't even remember or acknowledge the fact that they hurt you. But this is you who's harboring all this hurt in your heart. You need to let it go. I mean, you don't want to risk having a heart disease over somebody who doesn't even care. You know? But forgiveness is something that will just calm your nerves. Forgiveness will calm your stress levels and just improve your health, guys. It will just literally improve your health. Because you're living with a free mind. Yes, this person hurt you, but let it go. Let it go and leave the burden of them feeling bad that's up to them actually, because some people will literally hurt you, but they won't even know that they hurt you, or they won't even accept that. But for your own good, just forgive. Let forgiveness relieve you of that stress. You understand? Yeah? So it's just important that you forgive. So the next thing that you can do, the other speck, is deal with the problem. Deal with the problem, guys. Face it. Face the problem that you're having. Stop running away from your problem. Stop being emotionally avoidant. Do not avoid. When you've got a problem, please visit it. As many times as you can. Just visit it. Sometimes, you know, sometimes healing is just in the familiar places. The places that we don't want to visit anymore. The places that we feel like they hurt us. Healing is there. Sometimes we just need to go back to a certain incident. If there is a certain incident that in particular that hurt you, that has you depressed, that has you having all those PTSDs, sometimes it's just important that you visit the familiar places. That is you dealing with the problem, because you are facing the problem. So you visit those familiar places, you revisit the past. Sometimes it just requires you to just take a step back and just begin to set things right. Just begin to imagine the old self that you were before the injury, before the cut, before the hurt. Begin to imagine the jovial person that you used to be, the all happy and healthy human being that you were. Imagine that old self. And then just begin to say, okay, this is not worth it. All these feelings that I'm, and all these feelings that I'm having, they are just not worth it. Let me just go back to the person that I was in the past, the happy me. I want to be happy again, you know. So sometimes it just requires you to visit your past, not necessarily to begin to relish on your past, but just to begin to revisit your past and just begin to put 1 + 1 together and see what went wrong. What went wrong in the past, and just begin to imagine the old self that you were. Begin to imagine that person and just help that person to come back. Help that person to just be revived once again. You know, because I feel like healing sometimes refers to the psychological process of dealing with the problem. You know, if you deal with the problem that you are facing, you begin to heal. And you've got to be intentional about it. And sometimes, most of the times, you might not even be responsible for what happened. But you've got to let go and just begin to fight for your wholeness. Begin to fight for your holistic state again. For you to just get back that happy and joyful person back. Sometimes, not even sometimes, you may not even be responsible for where you come from or what hurt you, but you are definitely responsible for where you're going and who you become. You are definitely responsible for who you choose to become. So be intentional about your problem. Acknowledge that you've got a problem and you need help. Be willing to participate in your own healing. And forgive. And when you forgive, deal with the problem. Open up to somebody, seek help if you have to. And most importantly, this is like the cherry topping on the cake or on the ice cream. Surrender your weaknesses and hurts to God. Just surrender. Know and acknowledge that there is a bigger God, a greater power that can handle your weaknesses or whatever hurt that you're going through than you can. So surrender your weaknesses unto God. Surrender your hurt to Him. You know, sometimes I disagree with the notion that says time will heal all wounds. Okay, note that there is no element of truth in that. There's a whole lot of element of truth in that. Time heals all wounds. But I just believe that it is what you do in that time. What you do in that time of you being wounded or you being hurt, that facilitates your healing process. what do you do in all that time? Some people can stay with a wound, with an emotional wound for ages, for 25 years, for 50 years, for as long as they allow it to be. Are you telling me that in that 25 years, the time was not enough to, wasn't enough to heal those wounds? So I believe, for me personally, I believe it is what you do in that time that facilitates your healing. So in that time that you are in, that is passing, and you feel like that's the time that will heal your wounds, what are you doing? Are you acknowledging the fact that you are hurt and you've got a problem and you need help? Are you being intentional about your healing? Are you willing to be healed, to become whole again? Are you willing to forgive? Are you forgiving? Are you letting go? You know, and one thing that I want to emphasize on is closure sometimes is not what you always need. Sometimes you just need to heal without having to confront the people that hurt you. Because let's be honest, some people don't even know that they hurt you. That's where the effective communication comes in, but that's a story for another day. And then some people are just rude and bad people that they don't want to take responsibility for the hurt, for things they said to you or they did to you. And you going back to them sometimes would mean that you reopening your old wounds. So sometimes you just need to move on without closure. It's not always what you need. Sometimes you just need to heal without having to confront them. You just have to heal and forgive them without them even actually asking for the forgiveness. So, guys, that being said, we are coming to an end of tonight's podcast and we are wrapping it up. So, I'll repeat this. Healing is an intensely personal and subjective experience. No one is going to do it for you. You've got to do it yourself. It is all on you. You've got to be willing to surrender to God. You have to be willing to take the necessary steps. You have to be intensely, intentionally involved in making these aspects of healing work. I also came across a synonym of what healing is, and it said rebuilding. Healing can also mean rebuilding. So rebuilding means there was something that was there before and now it broke, so now it has to be rebuilt. And between you and I, rebuilding, we know it requires intentionality, it requires a whole lot of activeness from you as the person who's rebuilding. So work on you, for you. Be intentional about it. No one is going to do it for you. So I hope you just find healing for your wounds. I just hope and pray that you reach your state of wholeness. I just pray that you just find your way again as a person that you were, to a place of holistic status. That is my prayer for you, and I believe in you, and I believe that whatever you are going through has a solution, but it begins with you. You have to be involved in it. So I pray that you put the steps that we've learned about today into practice and see where it takes us. Thank you so much for listening in today. Jesus loves you. I love you. But he loves you better. Good night.